This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1284. Three ways to make true, false, not given easy.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today we answer a student question about true, false, not given, and yes, no, not given, and teach you three must-have rules to make one of the hardest question types a cinch.
Aubrey, have you ever played the game Two Truths and a Lie?
Yes, we actually just played that in one of our fluency parties. If you guys
have no idea what I'm talking about,
you got to sign up for our course because you also get fluency parties where we have tons of people learning English. You get to practice speaking, find speaking partners, and we often play games, and they're so fun.
So fun, guys. We have so many more ways to connect now. Sign up for any of our courses and you get to connect in these communities. Go to allearsenglish.com and check out the courses. Of course, you're here for IELTS, so you can go directly to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so two truths and a lie. The reason why I thought about that is because today we are answering a student question about true, false, not given, and yes, no, not given. And I think like playing this game with speaking partners is a really fun way to practice this.
Yes, absolutely, right? Because a lot of the strategy is thinking about, okay, is this actually false? Like I have all the information to know it's false.
Right.
Or I just don't know, like I don't have enough information. Okay, then it's not given. That's a skill to be able
That's
to differentiate between the two.
Yeah. Completely. These question types are so difficult, guys, but we are going to make them easy peasy, a cinch, a snap. We're going to do that for you today. So before we get into these three tips, let's briefly review. What is this? Why? What does true, false, not given, and yes, no, not given mean? So Aubrey, can you first explain true, false, not given? What is that?
So this is one of the questions that you will face on the IELTS reading exam, one of the most difficult questions, mm-hmm. where you are given a statement and from a passage, according to the information in the passage, you have to determine if that statement is true, false, or not given from what is in the passage. And like we said, sometimes it's, you know, a little cut and dry if it's true or false, but it can be a little trickier to determine, do I actually just not have enough information here? I don't know. So it's not given.
Exactly. So we write true or yes if everything in the statement, everything agrees exactly with information in the passage. And that answer can be found by using the keywords from the question, scanning the passage, and then reading just a couple sentences. And then you compare, is everything there? Is everything from the statement in the passage? Does it agree? The answer is yes or true. Does it disagree? Is it opposite? Is everything there, but it disagrees? Then the answer is no or false. Is there something in this question that I cannot find in these two sentences? Then the answer is not given. So the only difference really between true, false, not given and yes, no, not given is that yes, no, not given questions are based on a different kind of passage. That's it. So those passages are going to be a little more about opinions and beliefs, while true, false, not given passages are more like fact-based. Okay, that's the only difference. Otherwise, the strategies for getting the answers are exactly the same. So let's read the question that inspired today's episode. Aubrey?
Yes. So Dean Aster sent us this question, said, hey, I saw an article of yours. I took my IELTS reading, writing, listening on May 6th, and now I'm extremely worried about the reading module. I wrote TFNG for passage one. For passage two, there were yes, no, not given questions, I ended up writing T, F, and G for them. Is it possible for the examiner to mark them as correct? Please let me know.
No.
Unfortunately,
I mean, we're going to let you know, but the answer is no. So this is the first tip today, guys. You have to pay attention to the question type. You have to read the directions. If it is asking you to write true, false, not given, and instead you write yes, no, not given, they're wrong, unless it's mm-hmm. the not given, because that's the only thing that's in common
exactly.
there.
Exactly. You'll get but the NGs, right?
Exactly. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. But yes. if you write N instead of F, vice versa, whatever, they're wrong, guys. That's the wrong answer. So unfortunately, the answer there is, those are going to be incorrect, Dan.
Yeah. I want to add something that just sort of I'm realizing is important, and a lot of IELTS students maybe don't know this or haven't thought about it. With the way you were describing yes or not given and true, false, not given, it sort of highlighted to me that your answers, the information in the passage will not be like early in the passage and then again in the middle and then again way later, right?
Yeah.
You can skim, find the sentences that deal with that, right? That include the information in this statement mm-hmm. and all of it will be right there in the few sentences right around it. So you don't have to then, okay, now I need to make sure this is not included somewhere else and it contradicts. And a lot of students might not realize that and might waste a lot of time.
That's a really good point.
If they don't have our course.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a really good point. I think that is a revelation that you learn in Three Keys IELTS and see over and over again when you do test practice is that, any question type, it doesn't matter what question type it is, right? Any question type, our strategy of finding the keywords and the fact that we teach you that the answer is always next to those keywords. It's 100% true, guys. Like you're never, just like Aubrey said, I just want to reiterate because that is such an important lesson that if you find, you know, half of the answer or whatever, you're not going to like keep reading the whole passage and find the other half of the answer later.
Right. No, it doesn't work that way.
It's
luckily.
Never going to happen. All right. So let's get into the next two tips here. Aubrey, what is tip number two?
Okay. So this is the second biggest problem we see with these questions is mm-hmm. not understanding the difference between false or no and not given. So we chatted about this a little bit there at the top of the episode. This can be really difficult. Your first instinct might be, oh, this is false. This is no. But if you really think about it, wait, is it that you just don't know? Like you just don't have enough information. It might actually be not given. You have to take that extra second to determine is the answer false or not given.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, right? Like true or yes, that's easy, right? You can see, oh, everything's there. It agrees.
A little more obvious. Yeah.
But with false and not given, I feel like it's just mostly guessing on the parts of the students because it's like, you know, it's not true, but then you're not sure if it's false or not given. So you just kind of guess. So here's the thing, guys, we'll show you in an example. Okay. So the question says, New York has many beautiful libraries. All right. Great. Easy. Got it. Now you read the passage. You're scanning for New York. You're scanning for beautiful. You're scanning for libraries. And you see this sentence in the passage. New York has many beautiful bookstores. So a lot matches there. But you see, oh, libraries and bookstores. Is that the same? Is it not the same? I don't know. I'm going to put false. Like that's the thought process that I see happening, right?
Absolutely.
But actually the answer is not given because the passage doesn't say anything about libraries. We don't know. Okay. So it has to be not given because that's a big part of the information. Libraries. It doesn't talk about libraries. So it's not given. So when would we write false? What's an example of a false answer there?
Yeah. So with this same example, if the passage instead said, New York has a multitude of libraries, although many are shabby and dirty, then you see that this is clearly false because the question is saying New York has many beautiful libraries. The passage directly contradicts that mm-hmm. by saying, yes, there are many libraries, but they are not beautiful.
Not beautiful. I mean, I'm sure they are. These are just examples.
I've lived there. They're okay. There are a couple that you would maybe call beautiful, but some of them could use a remodel.
I'm sure a lot of them. Go back and listen to that a couple times, guys, if you need to, because that is the perfect example of when something is not given and when something is false, okay? Something is false if everything, all of the information matches in the question and the passage, but it contradicts, it disagrees, all right? Okay, awesome. That, I think, is the most important tip today, yeah, guys, but let's absolutely get to tip number three. Now, what is the last thing we could tell our students not to do when tackling this question type?
Yes. So the last problem, this is something we also see students do a lot, is reading too much and changing their answer.
Yep.
So this might be if you don't realize that the whole answer is there around the keywords. You keep reading, you find something else that seems maybe a little bit related, a little bit similar. Yeah. You start doubting your answer and change it. Not only are you wasting a ton of time, but you're not going to get the correct answer, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. There's no time to do that. And it'll make you get the wrong answer anyway. That's why, again, for reading, we need these time-saving strategies, because you don't have time to read too much and think too much and doubt yourself and change your answers. So not only will doing those things give you the wrong answers, but you also will not even finish the reading exam. So guys, do check out our strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That's awesome. This was such a great strategy episode. I love doing reading and listening strategy episodes for you guys. If you have more questions about this stuff, just send us an email and we might mention you in a future episode. So you can write to us at support@allearsenglish.com.
Yes, awesome. And we have had so many students score band 9 on the reading exam, and you should too. You should be able to go to the testing center on test day knowing you're for sure going to get a band 9 on reading and listening, and then also have strategies to get the scores you need on writing and speaking so you can be super confident.
Super confident. I love that. Aubrey, you get band 9 for pronunciation. Okay.
Thanks.
Your intonation is killer. Okay. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening today, and we'll be back next week.
All right. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.